Oasis Audio presents Born of Persuasion by Jessica Dotter. Read for you by Amanda McKnight. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Later, when I allowed myself to confront the memories, to dwell on the particulars, I realized my arrival at Amir marked the beginning. Not the mysterious letters that drained the life from Mama, not her suicide, and not the two men arriving at dusk, stomping mud from their boots in the foyer, bearing ill tidings. Nay, not even the disconcerting news that I had a guardian, one who intended to keep me sequestered. For those happenings were not my story. I was sinless there. They were the end result of events set in motion long before I arrived at the cottage. I could no more have stopped their unfolding than I could have prevented my own birth. Those of you who were alive that year might well remember the early frost of 1838. My arrival coincided with the hardship faced by the farmers that August. Though harvest hadn't quite begun, an overcast sky stretched over the rolling farmlands, bringing a reminder of winter's cruel bite. How well I remember the coach jostling down the familiar lane, its wheels grinding through the familiar ruts. I felt no premonition of danger, only relief, sharp and undefiled. At Amir, home of my dearest childhood memories, I hoped to find that which I needed most, a respite between the past and my uncertain future. The cottage stood beautiful as ever at the end of the pebbly drive, a thick thatched roof covered grey stone walls with Breton blue shutters. Sleepy sunflowers nodded over amethyst larkspurs. Ivy and roses cambered over the sides of the house, rambling into holly bushes. For the first time in months, happiness swelled within my breast as I spied Mrs. Windham bustling about her herb garden.